food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
You know, every morning, hundreds of thousands of kids are eating this, what I call a toaster food, that is infused with lab-made unhealthy chemicals. Over 2 billion of these are sold every year. Well, today, Chef Ann Cooper is with us. She's dedicated to find healthy food that kids will eat. She's an advocate, and she is here to tell us that kids deserve better than that. Morning, Chef Ann. How are you today?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I am fine. I just stuttered and stammered over that because it just drives me crazy that these kids are eating this, I'm going to call it a toaster food. I know you know what I'm talking about. And that over 2 billion of these are sold every year. Why do kids deserve better, and why can't food manufacturers get it right?
Well, to answer the second part of your question first, it's not that they can't get it right. Food manufacturers are in the business of making money. And making money isn't always synonymous with healthy food for kids. What's happening in our country today is that one out of every three kids born in the year 2000 is going to have diabetes in their lifetime. The leading cause of disease-related death in America of kids under 19 is now cancer. I mean, the chemicals in our food are making our kids sick. And it's all about processed foods. I mean, these chemicals aren't everywhere, but they're really, really, really in processed foods. So when you look at the back of a label of some kind of toaster food, as you're putting it, and you see 70 ingredients or more, three quarters of them you've never heard of, probably 90% of them you can't even pronounce. And that's what we're putting in our kids' bodies. And these products are being produced by big, big companies that are really deciding what our kids eat. We're not the ones deciding.
You know, that is just, it is the truth. I know it's the truth. It hurts me to hear that truth over and over and to see it. And to learn that cancer is a number one cause of disease for kids now, it's just untenable for me. But you use a phrase that I love, and I want everyone to remember, that processed food is the enemy. I've heard you say that. Explain that a little bit more.
So processed food is food that has been, well, processed. So let's take an apple, for instance. Now, you know, if it's conventionally grown, there could be chemicals on it. But when you take that apple and make it into apple stretch leather, or when you make it into an apple drink that doesn't have apple juice, or when you make it into an apple Pop-Tart, you know, that you're adding so many chemicals in it, chemicals to make that apple last longer, to taste, you know, differently, to add sweeteners to it and chemicals and not cost so much. I mean, this is really where so much of the ill health of our young people is coming from.
Gosh, you know, you got it right on the head there. I agree with you. You take a food so healthy like an apple, and then you strip everything good that's in it, you know, the fiber and the skin, and you mash it down, and you just get the sugar out of it, and you put the sugar of the apple into these processed foods, and you call it apple, right? So it's very sad, and we see it happening, and kids don't even know anymore what an apple tastes like. So I think that part of what you do is exactly that. It's the daily battle to converting and getting our kids to eat real food again, right?
Well, absolutely. And when you say something like grape or apple or some other fruit like that to a kid, they don't even think of it, or strawberry. They don't first think of the fruit. They think of it as an ingredient. So you say grape to a kid and they think grape juice or grape leather, an apple, they think apple juice, and strawberry, some kind of a little candy. So we've lost the idea that these things are actually real whole foods, and they've become flavoring ingredients in our children's mind. And that's really bad. And even especially juice. So you talked about stripping out everything that's good and just leaving the sugar. So most fruit juices, you know, we think, oh, it's 100% juice, it's got to be really great. Oftentimes, it's just stripped sugar that comes out of the fruit that has no nutrient value.
And the food companies are brilliant at making you think that you're getting apples. I was just thinking, I mean, it's stunning to me that you said that kids now see fresh produce as flavorings, not as the actual entity that it was grown as. And I know that kids often have no idea where they even grow. I've heard kids say that they think carrots grow on trees. They don't even know that comes out of the ground. It's like, how did we go so far off the track?
But, well, absolutely. I mean, we take kids to farms all the time, and I've seen kids, you know, we'll tell them, go over and pick that green thing, you know, and they pick, you know, they pull a carrot top, and they go, how did the carrot get in there? And it's like, what is the carrot, you know, they don't even know. Or, you know, kids see strawberries growing in the dirt and go, oh, we can't eat them, they're dirty. I mean, from an organic farm. I mean, this idea that they don't know where their food comes from. They don't even know what real food is anymore. It's such a travesty, and it's really, we really, really need to change this. And it's all about big business and agribusiness, because they make much more money selling us apple juice than apples. They might make much more money selling us strawberry candy than strawberries. And so we've lost that real food.
Okay, well, let me stop you right there. I think a lot of people get confused by that, because if you go to buy a bag of apples, organic apples, you're going to pay a lot more money for a bag of organic apples than you are for example, a box of organic apple leather or strawberry leather. And I know this because as a mother, I get this question all the time. They're like, oh, eating healthy is so expensive and this and that. So how can you kind of bridge here the connection? How come agribusiness is still making more money out of selling the fruit leather than the fruit itself, when the fruit itself on the shelf is more expensive?
It's because of all the other ingredients. So if you look at fruit leather, for instance, many of them wouldn't even have the flavor as the first ingredient. So apple fruit leather may have apple, grape, pear, juice. It'll say it has all these juices, and it'll have binders and thickeners. So there's very little of the actual fruit in the fruit leather. It's all these other ingredients, and these other ingredients can be much less expensive than just a real apple.
And those are made in laboratories, not grown in the ground. So they're totally nutrient empty and chemically, you know, infused. So what do we do? What do you tell parents how to override this agribusiness issue?
I think the thing that parents can do, we do this in schools, but there's a few things parents can do at home to really make change and help their kids eat healthy food. And that's make food a centerpiece of family life. Grow some food. I mean, have a garden, or even just grow some food in a window box. Those kids see that food grows from dirt. Turn off the TV, really, and I say that seriously. Mm-hmm. You know, so you're sitting down at a dinner table without any iPhone, anything, no TV, sitting down and talking, and maybe talk about the food or your lives, whatever, but have dinner as a real part of life. And dinner is not in a car. Even though one out of every four meals is eaten in a car, we need to sit down and eat together. Cook with your kids. Grow with your kids. Garden with your kids. We really need to make food part of our lives. And if we do, we're going to change kids' relationship to food.
Wow. That's very powerful. And those things that you listed, Chef Ann, they're all very doable too. I agree with you. You know, even though one out of four meals are eaten in the car, there's three more meals to be had. So, you know, one of the meals that you have should be at a table with your family, talking about it, discussing your options, and talking about where the food came from, how you made it, and yeah, when possible, involving them in the cooking process. I think that's so important. Chef Ann, it was a pleasure to have you today. I want everybody to learn more about Chef Ann's work, and for that, go to chefannfoundation.org. Also, for more on what we do, go to kidcritics.org. And all our radio is on Radio MD. So in the meantime, eat well and stay well.